Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us tonight. Be glorified in Jesus' name. I want to share something with us in 10 minutes. Any challenge? But if you are okay, we can just go now. Hallelujah. I am not going to go far away from what Dr. Bill spoke on. So I will speak on faith for territorial dominion. Just in 10 minutes. But if you want me to make it 1 hour, I can. You heard the story of the man who was selling Bible. It's Tamara who went out to sell the Bibles, and he was stammering. I don't want to repeat that, but I just came to sell. It was his stammering, and he told the person. First of all, they were looking for people to sell Bibles. They said, "Can you sell?" He said, "Yes." "You are stammering. How will you speak?" He said, "Don't worry." So he began to stammer extremely. "I'm having Bible to sell. People, I mean, if somebody is already losing patience." He said, "I would want you to buy the Bible," stammering extremely. "But in case you are not ready to buy it, I can read it for you." "Let me just read it for you." He said, no. "No, thanks. How much is the preference?" That is how this case is. If you are not ready for 10 minutes, I could do 1 hour. Praise the Lord. Faith for territorial dominion, and I'm just looking at the faith of John the Baptist. That is what we've been dealing with. And you can imagine that was where Dr. Bill started from. How John had no social media. Now, if you look at the Bible in the book of... the same passage. The Bible in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 34. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 34. Let's start from verse 32. He said, "And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also, Samuel, and of the prophets." Of course, that includes John the Baptist. "Who through faith subdued kingdoms, territorial dominion, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens." What kind of faith did a man like John the Baptist exercise to compel the turnout of three cities in the wilderness? One, 10 of them. Number one, is faith to believe the call of God on your life. It is one thing for God to call a person. Is another thing to believe the call. God called John. John believed the call. Number two is faith to believe God's revelation and direction. It takes faith to believe that God called you and you are called. It takes faith to believe that God spoke it, to believe God's revelation and direction. Number three is faith to boldly declare what God spoke to you. John was able to boldly declare in John chapter 1 verse 29, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." It's one thing for God to say it. It's another thing to boldly declare it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. He says, "And we all, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken." He was talking about speaking. He was talking about confessing. That is what brought us to where we are and where we are still going. Faith to boldly declare what God has spoken. Was that number three? Number four is faith to believe for revival in the wilderness. And to you, that means that it is possible for the move of God to happen anywhere you are located on earth. Faith to believe for revival in the wilderness. Number five is faith to believe for supernatural supplies, or faith to believe for sustenance in the wilderness. For supply and sustenance in the wilderness. That God, it took faith for John to believe that he could be sustained in the wilderness. Number six, it is faith to dare and conquer hazards and dangers. If you are going to take territories, if you are going to dominate territories, there must be the faith to dare and the faith to conquer hazards and dangers. Stay in the wilderness and you are confronted with snakes. How did John overcome the snakes and the lions and the leopards and the tigers in the wilderness? Faith to confront and conquer dangers and hazards. That was number six. Number seven is faith to believe that you can be successful even when you are different. John the Baptist was different from everybody who existed before him. John the Baptist ministered in a different pattern. It takes faith to believe that you don't have to be like everybody to be successful. Faith to believe that you can be successful when you are different. Number eight, faith to believe that your sacrifice will not be a waste. There is a faith to believe that you are not wasting your life. There is a faith that believes you are not wasting your time. There is a faith to believe that your labor is not in vain. Number nine, faith to challenge the status quo. Apart from being different in his operation, he challenged the scribes and the Pharisees, the established institution of the day. "Oh, you generation of vipers, who warned you to flee faith, to challenge the status quo, faith to confront established corrupt institutions. It takes the faith to do that and be successful. And number 10 is faith to stand firm in seasons of confrontations and contradiction. Faith to stand firm in seasons of contradictions and confrontation. That was where John's failure happened. When he began to doubt Jesus whom he advertised. Are you the one to come? Or we are to look for another? He said, go and tell John the blind see, the deaf hear. To the poor the gospel is preached. But blessed is he that is not offended in me. That offense cost John his head. Faith to stand firm in seasons of confrontations and contradictions. Beloved brothers and sisters, align your life with this tenfold faith and see the exploits of John the Baptist. Now let's go right number one. Media, can you go over it very, very quickly? What kind of faith? Number one, can you read it with me? Faith to believe the call of God on my life. Number two, faith to believe God's revelation and direction. Number three, faith to boldly declare what God spoke. Number four, faith to believe for revival even in the wilderness. Number five, faith to believe for supernatural supplies and sustenance in the wilderness. Number six, faith to dare and conquer hazards and dangers. Number seven, faith to believe that that you can be successful even when you are different. Number eight, faith to believe that your sacrifice will not be wasted. You are not wasting your life. Number nine, faith to challenge the status quo. Number 10 is faith to stand firm in seasons of contradictions and confrontations. I have used 9 minutes out of the 10 minutes I talked about. So stand up on your feet. I told you. Praise the Lord. You are doubting me that I will not use 10 minutes. We like to talk, but we cannot die it when necessary. The spirit of the teacher is subject to the teacher. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, I receive the grace to walk in this dimension of faith. I receive the grace to dominate territories after this order of faith. Lift your voice and speak to God. I need two or three people on the mic for just a minute. Father, I receive the grace to walk in this order of faith. I receive that grace. Lift your voice and speak to God. Let the separate city la casino, Papa Ragate, Steve Fede, Sila Garakasi. I receive the grace to walk in this dimension of faith. I receive the grace to walk. Let's take each of those points on that 15 seconds. I receive the grace to believe for the call of God on my life. Jeremiah, the grace to believe in your revelation and direction to me. Grace for faith to declare what you spoke to me. Grace to believe for revival even in the wilderness. I receive the grace to operate that faith for supernatural supplies even in the wilderness. In the name of Jesus, faith to dare and conquer hazards and dangers, to walk in that kind of faith.
faith to believe that I can be successful even when I am different, to believe that I don't have to be like everybody to succeed, faith to believe that my sacrifice will not be a waste, Father, faith to challenge the status quo, faith to stand firm in seasons of contradiction and confrontation. Let us seek a Father, let us seek a Father, Father, we give you the praise and the honor in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. You are here tonight in need of surrender to Jesus, in need of forgiveness for your sins. You heard Dr. Bill Winston. You heard the testimonies and you are saying, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with God. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want today to be a new beginning. Anywhere you are tonight, place your hand on your chest and pray the prayer after me. And say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.